In our lessons, we've been talking about how that sometimes some of God's people mistreat other people that God loves because they're of another people's group. You remember I told you yesterday about Jonah. He didn't like those Ninevites, but God loved them. This story of Jonah is not a fish story. It's a story of love. Not just the love that God has for Israel, but a love that God had for the Ninevites, the pagans, wicked people. Yet God loved them. Aren't you glad that God loves those that are not Christians, that are not churchgoers, that are not living the life that they should? People that do evil things, people that do things almost unspeakable, the people that we avoid. But God does not avoid them. God loves them. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, only that they would repent and turn to Him. God had tapped Jonah for this preaching mission, and Jonah refused. He didn't like these people. He wanted them gone. And in so many words, he was saying, God, go ahead and kill them. Kill them all. Get rid of them. Everything that's going wrong in the world is because of them. But that's not the way God felt. God wanted to rescue them. And he picked Jonah to be the preacher by which they would hear of God's grace and love and forgiveness. Jonah got on a boat, and God sent a great wind. God prepared a great fish. And this fish was prepared to swallow up Jonah. When Jonah was awakened out of his sleep and the storm was raging, why didn't he just fall down on his knees and call on God? Jonah may have been able to avoid being swallowed up had he changed his mind and told God, I'll go. But no, not Jonah. He wasn't going, no matter what price he had to pay. But when Jonah was swallowed up by the whale, that's when Jonah prayed. And the Bible says that God spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry ground. Did you hear that reading? God spoke to the fish of the sea, the animals of the earth, the heavens, the trees. All of these were created by God, and he talks to them. Have you ever talked to an animal? Of course you have. You talk to your dog. I used to talk to our mules on the farm. My dog, I talked to him almost every day. God spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited him up on dry ground. And I like what happened next. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. Jonah's going to get another try at this. God is going to give him another chance to get it right. Have you ever wanted a do-over? Just one more chance? Have you made choices in your life, and when you look back, you realize that that was the wrong choice? I've spoken words that if I had a do-over, I would not say that. Well, Jonah is a fortunate preacher. God was going to give him a chance for a do-over. And he said to Jonah, get up, Jonah. Go to Nineveh and preach unto it the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah got up, went to Nineveh. He cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. This was not what Jonah really wanted to preach. He had rather give them a piece of his mind. God's mind was repentance, forgiveness. The Bible says the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And then says, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away his fierce anger, that we perish not. God saw their works, that they had turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.